Pod Quiz 1098. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1098.
Round 1.
We'll start this week with a themes music round. You're going to hear 5 pieces of theme music from television programmes, and for each I'd like you to name the show.
Question 1.
Where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on. I see you. You got a silver. You're the new with me. Cause I can see the way you shake and shimmer. You know we got a mystery to solve.
Question 2.
I'm going down, gonna have myself a time.
Friendly faces everywhere, humble folks without temptation.
Going down, gonna leave my woes behind.
Ample parking day or night, people spouting party neighbors.
Getting on them, gonna see if I can't unwind.
Question 3. Question 4. Question 5. Round 2.
Round 2 is on Tuesday.
Question 6.
Observed in many Christian countries, what is the traditional name for the day before Ash Wednesday, the last day before the beginning of Lent?
Question 7.
Which band had a 1967 hit with the song Ruby Tuesday?
Question 8.
Which company successfully spearheaded the campaign to cancel Taco John's trademark on the phrase Taco Tuesday?
Question 9.
In Latin languages such as French and Spanish, Tuesday is named after which Roman god?
Question 10.
Which American actress was nominated for a Golden Globe for Play It As It Lays and an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for Looking for Mr. Goodbar?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on German colours. For the following 5 questions, I will give you a colour in German, and I'd like you to give me the English name for that colour.
Question 11.
Rot.
Question 12.
Grün.
Question 13.
Rosa.
Question 14.
schwarz?
Question 15.
Gelb.
Round 4.
The final round this week is potluck.
Question 16.
Which planet in our solar system is known as the red planet?
Question 17.
Reigning from 161 to 180, which Roman emperor was later known as the last of the five good emperors? Was it Augustus Caesar, Constantine the Great, or Marcus Aurelius?
Question 18.
Abyssinia was the common English name for which African country until the mid-20th century?
Question 19.
What is the smallest prime number?
Question 20.
Which French visual artist was known for being a member of the Fauvism art movement and produced paintings such as Woman with a Hat and The Dance? Okay then, it's time for some music. I shall be back in 2 minutes after Patty Girl by the German Measles.
Now, the answers.
Number 1 was Scooby-Doo. Number 2 was South Park. So come on down South Park and meet some friends. Number 3 was I Love Lucy. Number 4 was T.J. Hooker. And number 5 was Succession.
Round two.
Round two was on Tuesday, and the answer to number six, the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday, is Shrove Tuesday. Number seven, the Rolling Stones had a hit with Ruby Tuesday. Number eight, the company that campaigned for the free use of the phrase Taco Tuesday was Taco Bell. Number nine, in Latin languages, Tuesday is named after the god Mars. And number 10, the actress nominated for Play It As It Lays and Looking for Mr. Goodbar, amongst others, was Tuesday Weld.
Round three.
Round three was the quickfire round on German colours, and the answer to number 11, Rot, is red. Number 12, Grün, is green. Number 13, Rosa, is pink. Number 14, Schwarz, is black. And number 15, Gelb, is yellow.
Round four.
The final round was potluck, and the answer to number 16, the red planet, is Mars. Number 17, the last of the five good emperors was Marcus Aurelius. Number 18, Abyssinia is now known as Ethiopia. Number 19, the smallest prime number is 2. And number 20, the French visual artist was Henri Matisse. And that's it for another pod quiz. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you very much for listening. No messages this week, so instead I shall plug the website www.podquiz.com. From there you can easily access older episodes of PodQuiz or get in touch either via the Discord channel, or you can email me quizmaster@podquiz.com. Speak to you next week. Bye now.